Only one crane chick had been hatched in the wild and survived to migrate since the project to establish a flock of migrating whoopers in the eastern U.S. began about a decade ago. But researchers say that over the last month, six chicks have hatched at the Nisida Refuge in central Wisconsin. Five of the chicks came from their parents, and one was in an egg that was laid in captivity but tended to by older birds that had previously laid infertile eggs. Joan Garland is a spokesperson for the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. She says the hatching success is a milestone.
This is the largest number of chicks that we've had hatching in the wild in the history of the project. We've had two chicks, once in 2006, and then last year there were two chicks as well that hatched. Unfortunately, neither one of those survived fledging.
Garland acknowledges the new half-dozen chicks still face threats.
There's always threats of predators, and, you know, ideally, of course, we would love to see all six fledge. The chances of all six of those chicks fledging, surviving, it's about 2.5 to 3 months old when whooping crane chicks would fledge and be able to fly. So the chances of all six of those chicks reaching that stage, we're not obviously 100% optimistic that that is going to happen.
Researchers have been looking into why more crane chicks have not hatched and survived at Nisida, and one theory has been that the older cranes just needed to mature and become better parents. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.